CP3, Gideon fails by indulgence in sex, and his greediness for gold. We need to deal with this seriously. 1. God gave Gideon 300 men and made him one body, signified by a round loaf of barley bread. Trembling through the camp of the Midianites for their defeat and God's victory. 2. Gideon and his men moved and acted together in one accord as one man, signifying the oneness in the spirit and the living in the body. 3. Paul's thought of the church being one bread was taken from the Old Testament with the meal offering. We had many grains so that we may be ground into fine flour, mingled with oil, for making the cake, the bread of the church. 4. All the co-workers and elders should spread one another and love one another to be a model of the body life, model of those who are learning to be tempered, blended, and crossed out in order to do everything by the Spirit to dispense Christ into one another for the practical body life. Judges 7:13-14. There is this round loaf of barley bread tumbling through the camp of Midian. This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon. God has delivered Midian and all the camp into his hand. 1 Corinthians 10:17. Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. 12:24. God has blended one body together. 5. Gideon and his 300 men fought the battle and labored, yet the whole congregations chased the enemy and reaped the harvest, signifying that when we overcome, the whole body is revived. 6. As Gideon and his men were pursuing the kingdom Midian, they were rarely yet pursuing. Because we have received God's mercy to minister and live in the reality of God's internal economy, we do not lose heart. We do have some good coordinations in the local church. However, I will ask, is this kind of coordination carried out by the natural life? We're in resurrection. To be in resurrection means that our natural life is crucified, and then the God-created part of our being is uplifted in resurrection to be one with Christ in resurrection. 7. We must see the intrinsic significance of the secret of Gideon's failure. 1. Gideon was not kind. He killed those countrymen who did not support him. Romans 2:4. Or do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that God is kindness, is leading you to repentance? 8. Second, Gideon indulged in the lust of the flesh, not exercising any restrictions over his fleshly lust. Judges 8:30. Tell us that Gideon had 70 sons, for he had many wives. 9. Third, although Gideon did good things in refusing to rule over the people, he coveted the spoil of his people, their golden earrings. 10. Gideon's indulgence in sex and his greediness for gold lead to adultery. Greediness is idolatry. His failure shows us that we need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matters of sex and wealth. Applications to business person and graduate students. Applications to business person and graduate students. The business person or researcher should understand that 301 were able to defeat the Midianites because they were one body. God needs 301 people who act with one accord, in one body. There is no one except the Lord Jesus, who can personally defeat Satan. Furthermore, you should also learn from Gideon's failure. 1. Lack of kindness. He killed those countrymen who did not support him. You need to be kind to the brothers and sisters who are weak. Pray for them, visit them, and care for them, except when they are involved in fornication, idolatry, and division. 1 John 5:16. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin, not unto death, he shall ask, and he will give life to him. To those sinning, not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should make requests concerning that. 2. Indulging in the lusts of the flesh. And 3. Greediness for money. Nehemiah, as a governor in the position of king, was a man with a pure heart. For the rebuilding of Jerusalem's wall in the carrying out God's economy. Unlike many of the kings of Israel and Judah, he was not selfish. He did not seek his own interests, and he was not indulgent in sexual lust. Instead of being self-seeking, he lent money and grain without interest, and he fed others for the purpose of building up of the wall. As a result, he was used by God and received help from him to carry out the work of rebuilding the wall of the city of Jerusalem. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Testimony. When I was working as a VP at a major foreign company, I had a lot of dinner trading duties. However, after I served them at the restaurant, I never took them to the after party. Their customers were expecting an after party, but we did not involve them in any way. It is so that I can flee the lust of the flesh, maintain the right marriage, and serve God with a pure conscience. 2 Timothy 2:22. But flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of the pure heart. I had a highest rating as vice president every year for 5 years starting in 2012, but I never fought with the president about my income, not to greed money. Also, even though my income was blessed, I focused on supplying the church and the saints without raising my standard of living. That's because I don't greed for money. 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge those who are rich in the present age not to be high-minded, nor to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who affords us all things richly for our enjoyment. 18. To do good, to be rich in good works, to be ready to distribute, to be ones willing to share. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, Gideon and the 300 defeated the Midianites because they acted with one accord and one body. On the other hand, Gideon failed because he lacked in kindness and indulged in lust. If I don't deal with the indulgence in sex and the love of money, I will fail into idolatry. I need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matter of sex and wealth. Then I can focus my efforts and service on supplying the church and the saints.